This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women. Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister highlighted the public welfare schemes inspired by the ideals of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. During the event, the Prime Minister inaugurated key infrastructure projects including the Indore Metro's first phase and two regional airports, one in Satna and another in Datia.
आज मध्य प्रदेश को पहली मेट्रो सुविधा मिली है इंदौर पहले ही स्वच्छता के लिए दुनिया में अपनी पहचान बना चुका है कुछ दिन पहले ही केंद्र सरकार ने रतलाम नागदा रूट को चार लाइनों में बदलने के लिए स्वीकृति दे दी है केंद्र सरकार ने इंदौर मनमाड़ रेल परियोजना को भी मंजूरी दे दी है आज मध्य प्रदेश के दतिया और सतना भी हवाई यात्रा के नेटवर्क से जुड़ गए हैं
यूनियन एग्रीकल्चर एंड फार्मर्स वेलफेयर मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान टुडे सेड That the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign is not merely a government scheme, but a public movement, providing valuable information to the farmers. Interacting with legislators from various states virtually, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that discussions on key topics will be held with farmers under the campaign and their queries will be appropriately addressed by relevant experts. Miss Thailand Opal Sushata Shwangsri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad tonight. Ethiopia's Hesit Dereja Admasu stood first runner-up and Poland's Maya Klaida was declared second runner-up. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness. She was honored with the crown after an intense competition featuring over 100 contestants from across the world. The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defense technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges and Joshimath. The Ministry of Defense in a statement today said that these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defense systems rigorously. Air defense equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. Six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain, disrupting normal life in the past 2 days. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives in the past 24 hours. A depression in the Bay of Bengal triggered the heavy rains for the second consecutive day today. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications were severely affected in many districts of the northeastern states. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. On the last day of the championship today, India bagged 3 silver and 3 bronze medals. In the women's 4x100m relay race, the Indian team of Shravani Nanda, Abhinay Rajarajan, Sneha SS and Nitya Gandhe claimed the silver medal. In badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty bowed out of the men's doubles finals of Singapore Open today. In the semi-final contested this evening, the third-seeded Malaysian pair of Aron Shea and Wu Yik Saw defeated Indian pair 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.